We need to talk about the truth, because that's what's on the line here. The way, the truth, and the life is Jesus Christ. No man comes to the Father but by him. But the world has denied the truth of God. Satan has rewritten the word of God, the truth of God. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the measuring stick by which you will find eternity. And it's not your church system. It's not your flesh ways. It's not you following whatever you desire. It's following Christ in righteousness and holiness. And unless you do that, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Truth. Jesus said in John 17:17, thy word is truth, thy word sanctifies in the truth. You can be sanctified by the word of God, but you must live in the truth. Jesus is the truth, the Spirit is the truth, the word is the truth. But outside of that, you have no hope. You're living outside of the truth. You're living in your own reality. It's basically a fantasy land. That eternal life is not built on what you and I believe. Eternal life is built on Jesus Christ. It's built on his death, burial, and resurrection. The grace and love and mercy of God. But you got to come out of your sin to find the mercy of God. You got to come out of your false ways to seek the mercy of God. The Bible says, forsake your sin and repent, and you can find new life. The Bible says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Test yourself, sir, to the word of God. You're being deceived in this culture and in every false way. Jesus is coming to judge the world. Jesus is coming to separate the sheep from the goats. Jesus is coming to walk in righteousness, call you to walk in righteousness, holiness. It'll be too late after the judgment. It will be too late after the wrath of God falls. It's going to be too late if you live your own way. You won't stand the judgment of God in the time of judgment as God ordains it. See, everybody thinks, oh, at the judgment of God, I'll get it right. Nope, you won't stand that day. Oh, before I die, I'll get it right. No, you're probably going to lose your soul, and God knows your heart. You're trying to trick God. God can't be mocked. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. If you're not willing to follow Christ today, your heart's not right. Unless you repent and turn, it won't be right 50 years from now. Unless you repent and turn. Unless you seek him in spirit and truth. So God won't be mocked. Is this a serious question or a mocker's question?
Feels like America. He must like Russia and China. So that
no, God's coming to, Jesus is coming to judge the whole world, sir. But we're in America, so I'm warning you. Unless you come out of your sin in America, you'll be judged, sir. We love you enough to tell you the truth. Unless you come out of your sin in the culture of America, you will be judged by a holy God. We don't want our neighbors judged. We want you to find goodness and truth and righteousness. You can find a path to eternal life not living and following this culture. See, right now you're walking on the broad road to destruction. But there is a narrow path, neighbor. You're not on the narrow path. You're on the broad road. Judgment is coming for you unless you turn and forsake your sin. Leave this culture. Leave the church system. Be washed and cleansed in the blood of the Lamb. Be made new. Be transformed. And then you can find the perfect will of God. What is the will of God? They said, hey, Jesus, your relatives are at the door. He said, those that do the will of my Father are my brother and sister. You're not doing the will of God as you live like the world, folks. You're not doing the will of God keeping corrupt Sunday churchianity. You're not following the will of God as you live your own pattern and fashion. Surrender your life to Christ. Forsake it. lose your life, to find it in Jesus Christ. Do you know what that means, to lose your life? I've been helping a guy. He's talking about getting rid of his Harley. I've been helping a guy. He's talking about getting rid of his worldly life. I've been talking to a guy. He's talking about giving away all of his idle time things, all of his hobbies, all of his interests. What takes up your time, American neighbor? Jesus didn't die so you could live a worldly, sinful life. Jesus calls you out of your sin, neighbor. You're going to lose your soul. Judgment's coming. Don't miss the goodness of God. There's grace and mercy available. Will you turn and forsake it? Living this lifestyle, you're set for the wrath of God that's coming. It's loving to tell you the truth. Jesus said, go into the highways, the byways, warn them. Warn them that wrath is coming. Warn them that you're not going to find eternal life watching the television, going to churchianity, following internet preachers, living by your flesh, going to festivals and fairs. It's not about just believing. Eternal life is found in Jesus Christ. Forsaking your old life. No one can have two masters. You'll love one, you'll hate the other. Repent and follow the biblical Savior. Satan has developed this culture. You're following Satan's system. You need to repent and seek the kingdom of God. Test yourself to the Holy Word. The Word of God is eternal. Everything else will fade away. None of it will stand the test of time. Only the Word of God will stand the test of time, neighbor.